Okay, here we are, up to you, Chris. Kishavatzliach, Yeida Shein Hasiba HaGoyle. This is a very important, simple, one simple concept that he makes in this piece over here. But it's very important, and I think it might lead us, I don't know, we'll see how it develops, to answering a major question that everybody is bothered by on the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Let's see. Everything that happens to him, all new things, whatever happens. You got involved in a certain business and you're matzliach. Yovin kil. Hasibo Gormalo, you're going to make a lot of money. So that which I did not bring me the profit. It's a mistake. What do you mean? I invested well. I did not. It's not the Sibo. It's not the investment. The profit. Rakle or Reba Kahu Shenigzar all the same about this lease law. They make such a Reba. I'm supposed to get so much money this year or this coup or whatever. That caused that this particular opportunity, this particular Sibo, this particular stock tip, this particular judgment that I made, and this particular investment, that's what caused it. So we think I made a good investment. And that's the cause of my profit. No, it's because the profit was nigzar min hashamayim. That was the gzeira on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur was sealed, that I should make X and X, Y, Z, whatever it may be. And because of that, the Siva that brought it about came about to fulfill, to be an agent to fulfill the gzeira. Very, very significant distinction. And unfortunately, counterintuitive to what most people think. You make a good investment, you make profit. And okay, I don't know, but I made a good investment and I see the profit came from that investment. What can be clearer than that? No, making a mistake. The profit came from the gzeira and the investment just came about because there was such a gzeira, and that was what was the agent to bring to the result that you're supposed to get. Well, is there kibbul chachom imzal? The Medrash Rabbah, I'll post it by him in case you're saying, Yomru Faru Chilin. That what the Medrash says about Paro, after 2 years, Paro had a dream. So, Harod Chsiv, Kates, Som, Lachishach. He put an end to the Chishach. What does that mean? Zman, Nosa, Le Yosef, Kamer, Shonim, Yasib, Le Yisrael. There was a Gzera on Yosef. How long he's going to have to spend it? How many years in the Beis Asurim? Kiva, Shehi, Gia, Kates. Since the Kates came, this was not the time that Yosef was supposed to get up. Cholam parachaloyim, and that's why parachaloyim. It wasn't that parachaloyim, and that was able to bring about the Kates. It's because the Kates that was nigzar came, and that's why Hashem gave parachaloyim. Rotsu bozeh lish loyal. They wanted to remove this idea. Shaloy yoyma, you should not say ki chaloyim shel paroi gormo leYosef hayetziv beis asurim. It was not the chalim of Paroi that caused Yosef to get out of the Beis HaSurim. Paroi had a chalim, Sarah Mashkin, they couldn't interpret it, Sarah Mashkin came and told, no. Rak ha-yitziyo shel Yosef, she-yigi ha-zmane, the yitziyo of Yosef, that the time came appropriate for him to go out, she-achloim paroi chalim. That's what caused Paroi to dream his dream. So the world is really, we should view the world in a completely different way from the way most people will normally view it. Okay. Uvechem loynema min haktoynes pasim she'osu Yaakov avinu Yosef yeser al echov gorma hagolos avisein. The ktoynes pasim. Excuse me. The ktoynes pasim seem to be the gray line for the whole golos. So this pasim, and then this, and then Yosef was sold Mitzrayim, and then we had to go down, and so forth. No, it wasn't the Xenus passing. He says, Ki oyo gzeiro kedumo lo ze bebris pein apsorim. And the bris pein apsorim, there was a gzeiro made. Rak zeiros hagolus sibibo she oyo asibo alazu shal haksenes shal yodea nisgal galagolus.
But because there was a gzera of golus, that's why the Xenis Pasin came into being and came into the to play to an effect. Now, because of the Xenis Pasin, the gzera can be fulfilled. But it all starts with the gzera, not with the siba. Okay, the imloy hoya oise loy xenis pasim. If Yaakov didn't give Yosef xenis pasim, oye niskayma gzera ayadei siba achenis, the gzera would have been fulfilled with a different siba. Bechein bechol dover hamasayim. Any result that comes out, hanirtzo lo yisborach goyrem sheyistamen lo odom asiba. The mesayim, the result that Hashem wants, and that was nigzar, that's what causes the specific siba, the apparent, the cause that seems to be the cause, that's what causes it to happen. Very, very, thank you. Very important yesod. Very important yesod that really we have the world backwards. We look at the natural things that happen, and then we look at the natural result. But in reality, it doesn't go that way. It's really the cause is everything is min hashamayim. Everything is min hashamayim. Everything. Hakol b'day shamayim, chutz mi'ir hashamayim. Everything that happens, there's a gzera. And because of that gzera, that's why the sibas have to take place. Okay, that's a very important point. I guess it needs a lot of internalization because things look completely different. It's quite clear. I did this and that came out of it. It's probably something you see it directly. The numbers are perfect. It's exactly because I did this, this came out exactly. But no, you're wrong. It's not true. It's because this was nigzar that this happened. Okay. I would like to try, and I admit it's an attempt. I hope I'll be able to succeed, and I hope that you'll agree with me that we have succeeded. I like to try to use this concept and apply it a little bit to answer a kasha that bothers everybody. We've alluded to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir Oimer, La'olam yalamed odom espanoi umnas nekiyo v'kala. A person should always teach his son an umnas, a trade, a profession that's clean and light. Now, obviously, clean and light, the clean is one thing, but the light, you know, Noki from Avera, from Gzela, but the light probably means he's not working 12 hours a day. That doesn't sound like a light umnes. So it sounds like he's not working too much. And you see from the next line of the Mishnah that that seems to be true. He says, and pray to the one who owns, who's the master of wealth and possessions. And so it sounds like this umnes kalanakia al bider hateva is not going to be the source of wealth. Kala, I work a couple of hours a day. How much money could you make? You know, everybody knows that that's not. But what should you do immediately? To pray to the one, daven to the one who is the nechosim and the oisher, the wealth and the possessions belong to him. And then he continues. Shein bo anius vashios. There's no umnis that doesn't have poverty and wealth. Anius doesn't come from a specific trade or profession or business. And Ashirus doesn't come. Everything depends on the schus that the person has. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so now there's many questions on this Mishnah. We could spend hours, maybe days discussing it. But there's one pella that everybody is bothered by. When you say that there's no umnes that doesn't have wealth and poverty, now we can understand. Yeah, there are people that go into a very lucrative profession and they don't make it, or the even if they make it, but the losses that they have offset any great profits, any great money that they're making. So that we can understand. But this idea that it has nothing to do with the umnes. Well, we see in the world, what's a good example? I don't know today, it depends on what you hear, but let's say doctors versus street cleaners, not garbage collectors who don't collect the garbage. We're not talking about that, but maybe here they do collect it, but yes, they don't collect. Anyway, so a doctor and a street cleaner. Now, everybody would say the profession of medicine is brings more ashiros or more a better salary, a better paranosa, al piteva, than does the street cleaner. No, the street cleaner, I mean, a guy who just goes with the broom and is pretending to clean up the streets. You know, the difference is phenomenal. So what could you say? This is an umnis and this is an umnis. This umnis brings, my guys checked up, the average is for a specialist 350 and for a general practitioner in the 200 plus something. That's the amount, the average. Well, that's what they
did. They find that a street cleaner?
What? Like that they didn't find out. Anyway, they couldn't find that one. Wasn't listed. That wasn't listed. Anyway, so the mice. So what are you talking about? So the umnis, it does affect the umnis. You mean to say every single person that enters medicine has all the schusim that bring him this, and that's the norm. It's the norm. The norm is that they have schusim. The norm is the doctor. First, is there any doctors here? No? Any doctors there? No? You know what Chazal say about the doctors? You know. So I don't know, but let's say they're good. But they all have the source, and all the street cleaners, you know, it's an innocent guy, nicest guy in the world, never he can't do anything. It doesn't add up. Okay, so I would like to try to deal with this question. In order to deal with this question, we have to get into, we have to understand two things. Number one, there is a gzeira that takes place usually on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. Mi'oni, mi'ayosher, mi this, mi that. That's true. We know that that gzeira can be changed with tshuva tefillah tzedakah, but there is a gzeira. Okay. Question is, so you mean to say that every person who every doctor is assured on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that he's going to have to say that he's going to get this level of parnosa, and every street cleaner is for sure going to get. What's the judgment? There's no need for judgment. If you're a doctor, this is what you get. If you're a street cleaner, this is what you get. What's going on with you? So there's something else. Besides the judgment on Yom Kippur, there's such a thing that we know. It's called mazel. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter calls it teva. Not teva that we mean nature, but a person is born with a certain mazel, with a certain teva. He's supposed to be something. Some supposed to be rich, some supposed to be poor, some supposed to be one thing, some supposed to be another thing. Everybody has that going for him. Then there's the actions that he does, and the judgments that are made, which will change the equation. I was supposed to be very rich, but the way I acted, I lost something on that. I was supposed to be very poor, but the way I acted, I earned that I should have much more. So there's the teva, the mazel at which he was born with. Now we know, by the way, we have mentioned, I think, that even though the Gemara says, ain mazel Yisroel, the Gemara also says, "Bonil chayv mezayin tluyim b'mazel." Children, parnosa, and children, life, and mezayinus is tluy b'mazel. So, Tosis explains that there is an initial mazel, and it can be changed through aschusim, through atfilas, through abitochem, whatever it is. That's the concept. Oh, so maybe the pshat is like this: a person has a mazel. Now, the Beis Halevi told us that when a siba happens, it isn't the pshat that the siba is what brought about the result. Let's say I became a doctor, so that's why I had money. I was supposed to have money, therefore I became a doctor. Now, if you're talking about the amount that I earned, then doctors should really, their income should fluctuate from the income of a doctor to the income of a street cleaner. Because this year I was a good boy, this year I was a bad boy, a little more, a little less, but it doesn't seem to fluctuate. There seems to be a medium. There seems to be an average. There seems to be a norm. So, but if you're dealing in the world of mazel, then we could suggest as follows. Everybody has a certain mazel. What happens? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the fulfillment of your mazel? The same way he brings about the fulfillment of your gzeira. He leads you to a certain siba. So I could then suggest, I'm making a suggestion, I'll see how it's this capital, that every doctor, and again, we're using a doctor just as I hear a lot of doctors say they're not doing too well today. You know, insurance companies are constantly cutting them, but okay. But every doctor in our Marshall that we're using, every doctor is a person who has that muscle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads him to a profession, to a trade, to a business that's going to bring him the amount that his mazel is. So really what we're looking at, when we look at a profession, let's say medicine, and we're looking at it that it has an average income that is most people in that profession are earning. So what we're really looking at is people who, not because of the gzeira, because then it would change every Rosh Hashanah, every year. Every year, the doctor should be in a whole new, one year should be on top, one year should be on the bottom. But because of his mazel he was born with, the mazel led him in a certain direction. Because I have a mazel to make $250,000 a year to start with, and then if I become a specialist, I'll go up another 100 or whatever. And then for some people, it's off the charts. So because I have such a mazel, that's what led me in this direction. So it's true that medicine, that profession on average produces more, but it doesn't produce more because it's the SIBA. It produces more, not because of the gzera, because that would change every year, but it produces more because of the fact that these people had a mazel. Now, what if you'll say, let's say you could buy that for a moment, then we could discuss this. I just want to put it out there. What if a guy who doesn't have a mazel to be wealthy, he decides he wants to be a doctor? So one of a few things will happen. He won't get into med school because he doesn't have the mazel. Or he'll become a doctor and he'll get this malpractice suit that his insurance company refuses to even consider. Or he'll have some other losses that are, because that's it, because it's totally in the muscle. Once we say that once we take the yisod of the Beis Halevi and say that it isn't the Siba, but it's the result that's supposed to happen that causes the person to get or to choose or to do what he does, we'll now apply that same concept to muscle. The Siba is not the profession, because the Mishnah says, and that's mamish dvorim ha'oim din baruma yishel oylam, that's existential fact, as we quoted last week from Shaisi's grandfather, not great-grandfather, from his grandfather, that, or whatever we quoted it, that if you have a contradiction between the halacha and the metzias, the kashas on the metzias. And that's what the Beis Halevi did. The Beis Halevi said, hey, no, you got the metzias all wrong. It's because there's a gzera that the results happen. Same thing. It's because there's a mazel. These guys that have mazel, they gravitate. They gravitate to wealthy, wealth-producing professions. But wealth-producing professions are not what's producing the wealth. It's the gravitation of the people at the mazel to get the wealth that are gravitating to these professions. So these professions only appear to be producing wealth because the barley mazel that is supposed to have that wealth are, through their mazel, gravitating. Mamela, I think everything is miyushuf. There's no kasha anymore. The umnis is not the ma'asher. Just like the siba is not the ma'asher. Just like the Reis HaLevi says, has nothing to do with the siba. It has to do with the gzera. Or it has to do with the mazel. Now, there's a mazel sometimes when there's a gzera, so gzera modifies the mazel. Gzera could upgrade the mazel, and gzera could downgrade the mazel. That's something else. Of a lemaisa, the reason that it seems that certain businesses and certain professions are mutzlach and others are not, it's with the same Beis HaLevi's yisod. It's not because those professions produce more. It's because the people who are supposed to get more, either because of their schusim or, if we're talking on a long-term level, not just each year, because of their mazel, that they gravitated to that profession. And therefore, the profession looks like it's making more money. But it isn't. It's the doctor's medicine does not make more money than street cleaners. It's the mazel of the people that are gravitated to the medicine that's making them more money, just with the same yisod as the Beis Halevi.
Maybe we have to touch then the la'olam yom ha'olamas benoi. Nikia, Nikala, doesn't necessarily on the opposite of Nikia, but Legabe, this child, it's going to be a Nikia, Nikala. Because for him, his tunas and nefesh is to become a doctor, or to become a. So for him, they say if you're working something that you love, then you don't have to work a day in your life. Because if that's where he's going to gravitate to, then that's what the father is going to teach him automatically. It's like this time, teach him how to sweep. He's going to teach him what he wants to learn, what he wants.
Okay, that could be.
Don't we have to answer that?
That could be. You don't have to know, because you could just say, listen, umnis kala nikia, what it really means is you won't have to do anything that's inappropriate al pi halacha. It's nikia, it's clean. There's no shekel, there's no gzela, there's no fooling, there's no onor, there's no haroma, there's no nothing. And kala means you're going to have, I insulted a person yesterday. I went to be Menachem Ol by a very choshev doctor and a very interesting person. He and his wife are both doctors. She just passed away, and they both held one position. She worked in the morning, he worked in the afternoon, and he learned in the morning. So he told me, he says, and he learned in the morning, he learns at night. He says, I almost fulfilled the Chayodim's recommendation for Alamat. Says the Chayodim recommended, I don't remember, I don't know if I ever saw this Chayodim, 7 hours a day of Alam Moshe learn. And he felt very bad. He said, almost, but I didn't. So I said, but you fulfilled the Shach's recommendation, because the Shach says Balabatim learn 3 or 4 hours a day. So I would say that the Poshib Shat in Umnes Kala Nikia, Nikia means Noki, Migezel, and the old, we called over Osur, and Kala means you'll be able to work half a day, you'll be able to learn half a day. So that's the simple. And you don't have to worry about the Ashiras, because the Ashiras doesn't come from the Umnis, because it comes from the Gzerum and Hashemayim. It's the Feast Chusay. You see, the world looks that this Umnis brings more, this Umnis brings less. With the formula of the Beis Yosef, you got it backwards, because he says it's the Gzera on Rosh Hashanah that brings more or less, and the Umnis is just the way Hashem does it. When the Umnis every year seems to be consistently more lucrative than the street cleaner, that's because of the mazel factor. Because those people that had the mazel to make X amount of money that profession makes, they gravitated, they were led, their mazel led them into that. They had the mazel to do well in sciences, they had the mazel to want to go to med school, they had the mazel to be able to afford the tuition, they had the mazel to be able to get the scholarship, they had the mazel to, I remember in my day, it had to be mazel to get a Jew to get into med school. You guys probably don't remember that. But it was a chiddush nifla when Jews got into med school, because
the mazel to be a doctor to get a certain amount of money.
But no, I didn't say it's a mazel to be a doctor. I'm not sure that's a mazel. But
so
no,
all those things are not mazel.
No.
If your person who has the mazel is going to be making 250, I mean, then he's not going to become a street cleaner, right?
That's true.
But if he became a street cleaner, he would still make 250 because that's his mazel.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. That you should have
there is a teva that a street cleaner doesn't make 250 and doctors make 250.
That's true. But
whether
you're
going to fall into the category of a doctor or a street cleaner, that's
the mazel. That's right.
Doesn't mean a street cleaner make 250. That's not going to happen. I'm saying until.
No, you may win the lottery.
No, but the onus will never change. The salary will never change.
No, but it's not because of the onus.
No, but he's asking.
The mazel causes you to be pulled towards a certain umnes.
That's right.
It's not gonna make the onus more.
Let's say I fight that mazel. I fight the drive to be pulled towards that onus. Then I would still make that money because my mazel is to make that amount of money.
But not through that profession.
So if that's what you were saying before, that if you have a umnes kala nikia, then it doesn't make a difference. Really, in truth, it doesn't make a difference. Because if my mazel is to make
the kasha was, it looks like there's a difference. You're right. It does. That's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do. It's your schusim, and we add to this your mazel. Some mefarshim learn that what schusim means mazel. That's a whole discussion. I don't want to get into that. I don't know how to clarify that exactly.
The smartest thing to do is to do an easy job, right?
What?
The smartest thing to do is just to take an easy job.
That's what the Mishnah says. I think he's giving bad advice to Mishnah. Yeah, take it easy. Why are you complaining?
How do you explain usually the jobs that make more money are not cow? How do you understand that?
That's what I was saying. Because if you love it, that's cow.
No, but
I'm
like, yeah, but that's
yes and no. What do they say, pshat and cow? Did the Mepharshim say what cow means, or this is your own?
I don't know. I don't remember. I assume cow is has. Yeah, let's see.
Come is physically, it's just an easy, it's not a strain, it's not a
strenuous
job.
That's what they say. Cow. I don't remember.
It sounds like it's cow.
I don't know.
Why is it
father teaching his son? The king of Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel.
But some people do. They have to.
Does becoming a surgeon create a
person can make a wrong
choice?
Person can make a wrong choice of a career, also. That's Bechira, no?
Yeah, but that also probably depends on mazel. The point is, I think this kasha. Yeah,
someone can be negligent in this choice, too. He can be doing it for the wrong
reason.
Okay. That's Bechira. How does that play into that? It's not.
What happens to Bechira? What happens to Bechira? Also, Bechira, maybe a negligent Bechira, a person loses his, because it's like he did an Aveiro, he just loses his schus. So the mazel may not affect if he has the mazel.
So what's the chiddush exactly?
Not the chiddush. The point is the kasha is how can a Mishnah say that this it's not the umos that brings money. This, why is it then that this one is always...
We know Shtabas is bringing you the money.
No. Shtabas, we know, but Umar, the Beis HaLevi is easier to understand. Beis HaLevi says everything is Nigzar, and whatever is Nigzar, that's what you're going to...
It's a Teva, a very Umar, it's a Teva of what it's going to bring in.
That's what he says, that Eina Nisra Ashir is going to Umar.
No, but you still have to dive it.
No, he says, therefore you need a Umar's Kilo Nekala, because there is no such thing.
But we know there's a Teva of doctors versus a street corner.
No, no, I'm telling you that's not true. The only reason it's true is because those are the that's the mazel.
The mazel is going to make you
medicine. The fact that medicine brings more money, good, but
that's not why you're going to get the job.
That's right. That's what's leading him.
The mazel doesn't make doctors
what's
make money.
Him there is his
that's mazel. The teva makes doctors make money. That's the teva of the world. No, the mazel is going to be that you're going to end up being a doctor because you deserve money. You're not going to change the teva of doctor's
salary. No, but then it doesn't come from the Umas.
Right. It comes from your mazel.
That's right. So that which we
nothing
see,
comes from anything besides
oh,
Moshe.
What does that mean? Nothing comes from Umas. The kasha was, we look out there, we see. Doctors make more money.
They do make more money.
What?
But you're not going to necessarily be that doctor to make the money.
So I think what you're saying is you understand and agree with what I said.
No, it's
okay. All right.
What's the kasha? I don't get the cash.
No, the cash. What? Looks like it's the Umis. If all the time.
Well, we know that's not true. Nothing provides money besides for Hashem. What is that here? Since when do we think that Umis gives money?
You know what the Mishnah says is true. Okay, this is many people. We know, of course.
How could Umis provide money? Since they asked the cash, how could
Umis provide money? Everybody asked the cash. When you read it, listen.
The Bala B'Tachon asked that cash? I'm saying it's a push it answer, no?
Good. Okay.
No, but I don't get I'm missing the question.
No, many people ask that. Not before.
Right, but I'm saying
people are bothered by the question. Why do you talk the Umnis? The Parnos is not related to the Umnis. Most people in this Umnis make money. Most people in this Umnis don't make money. So there is a correlation.
That's Teva. That's the Teva part of the Umnis.
No.
It doesn't mean that you're going to make that money.
Oh, so that. What do you mean? So until now, if I had this case, I said, yeah. Well, maybe he'll have a lot of malpractice, maybe lose money. Yeah. No, but that doesn't seem to me. It seems that Umnis, on average, doctors are making more money. The Teretz is that not they make just the same as a Beis HaLevi. They're not making more money because they went into a more lucrative profession. They went into the more lucrative
because
profession.
Supposed to make money.
Because it's supposed to make money. But so the Iker is not the profession.
So there's no Teva of a profession?
No, there is, but that the Teva of the profession is not related to the people in it.
Right. Okay.
So, that means that it isn't the Umnis that brings you the money.
Well, I thought it's partial, no?
It's a profession.
No, I was saying, isn't that? Since when does the Umnis bring you money?
I had once in my Tznoyim, when I got in the Yerushalayim, I had Tznoyim, and in those days it was... a long time ago, and by the Tznoyim, Mamish, the Shins, the Yidin, the Gedolei Yerushalayim was sitting around the table. And I got up there, he's supposed to say a piece of Torah, and I asked the Kasha. And there was someone here, I didn't know who he was at the time, kosher looking guy. He answered the question immediately. And I felt a little bad because that was what I wanted to say. So then I saw the Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe was there also. So he said, don't feel bad. He says, because yeah, you first of all, you have a haskoma from an Odom Gottel. He said something else. He said, and secondly, it looks like the, you got a reputation. He turned out it was an uncle of the Kala. So he says, also, you must have a reputation because if you were just like a Yingel of a mitzvah bocha, they wouldn't do that. So it must be heard that you're talking, know what you're talking about. So he figured it off like that. So I know, Baruch Hashem, now I have a haskoma from an Odom Gottel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. What?
Who was?
Was no. He's the oldest. No, the oldest. Shmuel Aaron Yudelevich. Shmuel Aaron Yudelevich was the one. There's a book about him that he walked. He walked all across Europe to get there to Israel. He was like bar mitzvah, something like that. He was a little kid. You want to hear a story though? It's a tzaddik yisrael. He was used to eat every day. Rav Aryeh sort of took him. Rav Aryeh Levine took him into the house, and he was like a ben bayis day. A little kid, 13 years old, didn't have any family, came there to Israel to learn. So a brilliant man. So when about 15, the Aryeh says to him, "Well, maybe it's time for a shidduch." Those days they got married early. So he's Rav Aryeh says, "I have a daughter." So he says, "Okay, I have to see her first." He sat at the Shabbos table for 2-3 years with the daughter there, and he says, "I have to see her first." Wow. Yeah, what they used to be. Just a I knew him just a generation ago.
Wow.
Okay. Very